authors here. Vicky Kaskoudis is a doctoral candidate, is the who did the analyses. Colleagues at Washington University, at Duke, and particularly our collaborators with the Carpenters District Council and the Carpenters Joint Apprenticeship Program in St. Louis. This work was funded by CDC NIOSH and through the CPWR Research Center. So we're looking at factors associated with falls in apprentice carpenters. The background, we all know that construction is extremely dangerous, and actually with 1,200 fatalities last year, we have almost 100 fatalities for every researcher in the room right now. And so I'd invite you to look at the other sessions today and see what the ratio is. So this is a crude marker of, I think, the need for more research in an area. So overall in construction, we've had actually, not only are 35% of fatalities due to falls, but it's one of the very few areas where there's been an increase in fatalities overall, so 9% increase from 2005 to 2006. Residential construction has even a more disproportionate amount of fatalities due to falls, about the same proportion of hospitalizations are due to falls, more than 40%, and almost 20% of recordable injuries in residential are due to falls. So challenges in residential construction, Anne-Marie elucidated these very well. We have small crews, small contractors, wide geographic dispersion, rapidly changing work environment, and extremely fast-paced work. So this is a challenging environment, not only in which to study, but in which to try to implement changes. So this study took place in part inside of a larger study, the aim of which was to evaluate a fall prevention curriculum and curricular interventions in a group of apprentice carpenters. For the study I'm presenting today, we analyzed the baseline data that we used for curriculum development for that project. And through this analysis, we wanted to identify personal and work-related factors associated with falls from height, and then to further explore falls from ladders, which were the most common type of fall reported by our subjects. What I'm presenting today is a questionnaire study, and this is a questionnaire of the apprentices of this joint union contractor apprenticeship program. It was a 72-item questionnaire that we developed with input from apprentice carpenters through focus groups by looking at previous questionnaires in the area and then by having both experienced carpenters as well as contractors provide feedback on the, both the usability and also on the content of the questions. Questions included demographics, length and type of construction experience by the apprentices, the size of the contractor they were working for, falls in the past year, number of work tasks, and also training experience with different work tasks, as well as a short test of fall protection knowledge. In addition to these individual questions, we developed four multi-item scales for safety climate, crew behavior, risk perception, and confidence in performing tasks safely. And those scales ranged from 4 to 12 items and had reasonably good Cronbach alpha, ranging from 0.6 to 0.92. So we collected questionnaires on 1,025 apprentice carpenters. These were predominantly young white men, mean age was 26, but range of 18 to 49. And we had a response rate of 98.8%. I'd like just to pause for a moment and savor that number. that was possible only because of the incredible enthusiasm and cooperation that we got from the Carpenters Joint Apprenticeship Program. So it was really, this was a testament to their enthusiasm and participation in the project. And so the results were kind of interesting. I'm going to touch on some of the results and then at the end show you a logistic regression model and have a little more discussion. So I think one of the most striking things was that 16% of our apprentices had stated that they'd experienced a fall from height in the past year, which was a number that was surprisingly high. More than half, or about half, knew someone who had fallen from a height. The mean estimated height that they fell, and again this is their own report of how far they fell, was 9 feet. And surprisingly, 91% of the falls did not result in medical care or lost work time. So, I mean, you can imagine, if I fell 9 foot, I probably would just dust myself off and get back to work, but then I'm not a union carpenter. So, the most common thing they fell from were ladders. They also fell from the truss or top plate and fell from scaffolds. But as previous work has shown in Syria, anything that's elevated, they will fall off of. But ladders, truss, top plate, and scaffolds were the most common. So here's just two pictures of construction sites that we took, and these are highly typical construction sites. In fact, the pictures I'm taking come from two of the contractors who are generally considered to be the best, most safe contractors in St. Louis. So here's someone standing on a ladder. He's hammering into the side of the top plate. So the top plate is the top of the wall, or the highest edge of a wall. And then his co-worker is standing on a roof truss. And so this is what we mean by the top plate and the roof truss. You may note that the foot of the ladder has been shimmed up with some plywood, extremely common practice. Here's a somewhat scarier picture. Here's someone working about three stories up on a scaffold. It's called a pick board. It's a temporary scaffold that's strung between two ladders. And we can play what's wrong with this picture for quite a while. So you may notice that the ladders are not leaned at an appropriate angle. They're a bit shallow. They are not tied off at the top. This is an example of the ladder that Anne-Marie wouldn't want to go up. There's a rope which apparently goes from a harness on the worker and is flipped up over the roof, but I can tell you there is nothing to tie off to up on top of the roof. And this is a problem because most residential sites have nothing to tie off a fall arrest system to. This ladder is leaned against a window that's generally considered to be bad form. There's no guardrail here on this elevated deck. So you don't have to look very hard to find a lot of things going on in routine construction practice in residential. Okay, so in an open-ended question, we asked the workers to identify factors that had contributed to their falls. So they listed personal factors, included losing balance and having a slip or trip. They described work process factors that included inappropriate equipment setup, fast speed of work, defective work, improper equipment, lack of fall protection, and coworker behavior, and also mentioned weather as a frequent contributing factor to falls. These are just two points out of our questions on training and risk perception. One of the questions we asked was whether someone had received training either through their employer or through the apprenticeship program before they had performed a specific task. And so almost half of the apprentices reported receiving no safety training on ladders before the first time they used a ladder at the work site. And the numbers that for every other piece of equipment, we asked about scaffolds and others, there was similar findings. Interestingly, fall arrest harnesses was one of the few things that something like 85 or 90% said they'd gotten training before being asked to use it, and maybe because they were almost never asked to use it on the work site. The next point here is about risk perception. Because workers perceived a low fall risk for ladders, despite the fact that it was the most common thing they fell off of, they perceived a higher risk rating for setting trusses and performing work on the top plate, which seemed more inherently dangerous. So I'm showing you just a fraction of the statistical modeling we've done. So for this particular model, we looked at univariate associations, everything that had a p-value of less than 0.1. We rolled forward into a logistic regression model, and we're showing you the values of everything that went into the logistic regression model. So this is for all falls. And we had complete data on almost 800 of the carpenters and complete data for 137 of the 164 falls that were encountered. So significant risk factors in bold included more than 6 months of work in residential. This is as opposed to working in commercial. So the more time in residential, the higher risk of falling. A higher number of different work tasks performed was a statistically significant predictor. And then reporting unsafe crew behavior was statistically meaningful. We saw trends toward journeyman apprentice ratio of less than 1:1. This means more than one apprentice for every experienced worker. There's a trend for that being a risk factor. And then for low confidence of the worker in their own skills to work safely. When we broke out ladder falls alone, so this was a smaller number, only 42, we saw as statistically significant predictors with a much higher odds ratio this high number of different work tasks performed. We also saw an effect for medium or small contractor as opposed to large, so larger contractors were safer, and those who reported a higher risk perception. We saw the trend towards unsafe safety climate, and again this effect of residential is here, although not statistically meaningful with the smaller number. So limitations to to this work. The most obvious one is this was a cross-sectional study. And so the directionality between these associations, I think we have to be careful about interpreting that. For instance, I think that the a low confidence or high-risk perception in people may be a result of the fall, the fact that they had a fall in the last year, not a cause for the fall. But other things such as the apprentice ratio, the size of the contractor, number of work tasks, these are probably more robust and less susceptible to response bias. Apprentice carpenters probably do not represent carpenters as a whole. However, this is a group that overall is at a higher risk of injury based on other work than experienced carpenters, and so is worthy of study in and of themselves. So our conclusions here were that a very surprising number of apprentices had reported a fall from height in the past year. Apprentices who spent more time in residential construction had a greater risk of falling, indicating that the need for doing more work in residential. Falls were more common in small and medium-sized contractors. And interestingly, apprentices who performed a greater variety of work tasks had a greater risk of falling. And this may be due to greater exposure to fall risks. I mean, this may have been the additional tasks they were doing were more dangerous ones. And it may also just be that apprentices need to develop more expertise in a limited number of tasks before they're asked to do additional tasks when they don't have very much experience. Apprentices who reported that their work crew followed safe work practices were less likely to have had a fall. And this suggests, I think, that work environment is important to fall prevention. I think particularly in this work setting, we have small crews and younger workers who are modeling their behavior after the behavior of more experienced workers. And so commonly in the focus groups, you'd hear the apprentices say, well, you know, you teach us the right way to do it in school, and we get out in the real world, and these crusty old guys say, well, that's not the way we do it on my site. Future research should be directed towards residential construction and work processes in residential to identify and ameliorate specific conditions that increase fall risk. I think one of these has to be difficulty in using fall arrest during home construction. And there's just no reason why every new home doesn't have several big steel rings stuck into the top beam to tie off to. They're available. They cost $30 or $40. You leave them out for the roofers and eventually for the chimney sweeps. The fast pace of home building in what's become a very competitive and low-margin market, there's a continual drive for speed. And again, there's other effects of home design on construction worker health and safety. I mean, stuff you can build on the ground and hoist into place is less dangerous than dancing around 40 feet off the ground, hammering together fancy gables. Okay, so I think that as the session chair, let's say we'll have to move on to the next talk because we have 30 seconds left.